Hello everyone, tonight is January the 11th, 2021, and the subject of the message is the blessings for the righteous. It is in Psalms 92, 12 to 15. It says, the righteous man will flourish like the palm tree. Most of us wonder about the word righteous and how much of it would qualify us to be called righteous. First, let us analyze the word righteous. Righteous means good, full of goodness, virtuous, correct, straight, blameless, just, worthy, upright, and right with God. It is conformity to the mind and will of God. Yet we are not righteous by nature, because we are all born as sinners. Our natural tendency is to please ourselves rather than to please God. That is why David prayed, create in me a new heart, O Lord. He knew his heart by nature cannot please God. Someone said, it was not the apple on the tree that ruined everything. It was the pear on the ground. We cannot become righteous by being good. In Isaiah 64:6, it says, all our righteous deeds are like a filthy garment. We are all infected with sin. We are all as an unclean thing in the eyes of the Lord. All our righteousness are as filthy rags. The only way to become righteous is through Jesus Christ. In 2 Corinthians 5:21, God made him who knew no sin to be sin for us, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. When we accept Christ into our hearts, we make an exchange, our sin for his righteousness. Our sin was poured upon Christ on the cross, and his righteousness is poured into us at our conversion. Bartering in the world works only when two people exchange goods of relatively equal value. But God offers to trade his righteousness for our sin. Some things of immeasurable worth for something completely worthless. There are two kinds of righteousness. One, at conversion, when we receive the righteousness of God. And the second one is a righteous living. The man who lives for Christ does not conform to his environment. He is drawn to a new one. No one can live unrighteous and expect rewards, and no one who lives righteously can avoid the blessings of God. Truly, God blesses the righteous, a promise always fulfilled. So live righteously, that you will inherit the rewards of the righteous. What is righteous living in the eyes of the Lord? Number one, it is planted in the house of God, growing and bearing fruits even in old age, living and anchored on the solid rock of Christ, trusting him with all our heart, acknowledging him in all our ways, obeying his principles, living on his word, flourishing like the palm tree in the court of the Lord, and growing like the cedar tree. Prosperous and blessed, the righteous are refined as gold. A righteous Christian has a mind through which Christ thinks, has a heart through which Christ lives, has a voice through which Christ speaks, and has a hand through which God helps. The righteous love the word. There are many verses in the Bible about the righteous. Proverbs 11:23, it says, the desire of the righteous is only good. Proverbs 12:5, the thoughts of the righteous are right. Proverbs 12:12, the root of the righteous yields fruit. Proverbs 21:26, the righteous gives and spares not. Proverbs 28:1, the righteous are bold as a lion. Isaiah 33:15, he that walketh righteously and speaketh uprightly, he shall dwell on high. 1 John 3:7 says, he that doeth righteousness is righteous. In 2 Kings 18:3-7, we are given a glimpse of King Hezekiah's life. He was a righteous king. He did right in the sight of the Lord. He removed all images. He trusted in the Lord. He clung to the Lord. He followed the Lord and kept his commandments. Because of his righteousness, the Lord was with him, and the Lord prospered him and rewarded him. He was no halfway follower, but one who poured his full allegiance to God. His life was a continuous outpouring of the life of God in his heart. Hezekiah was a righteous Christian with an inward life that spoke loudly. Hezekiah had a voice for God. It was a pointing voice to God. It was a God-anointed voice. It was an influential voice. He had a voice that brought glory to God. It was a blessed voice. God loves the righteous, and he promises to reward them. God places a high value on his righteous children. Everything in this life has a value or a price. Things are evaluated by their value. 100% oak wood table costs more than a hollow table with veneer wood. Certain things are more valuable because they cost more. Man has his value too in this world. He's valued by his performance. God has placed a value upon each of his children. We all have a price. God values each one of us as much as he has invested in us. The righteous Christian is valuable to God. Living a righteous life is a choice. We either choose a life devoted to self or a righteous life dedicated to the Lord and his service. A righteous living should be our aim in life. Man is never so weary as when he is aimless. We get more fatigued when we have nothing to do. We need you, O Lord, to set fire to our souls and give us a deeper love for humanity. May our prayer daily be as such, and may the Lord give each one of us the strength and the burning desire to live a righteous life and build for eternity. There's this article by James McConkie, and I hope it's a blessing to you. It says, when all the waves of human fame and human applause and human flattery have died away upon the sands of time, the tiny wave of love you started in some kind word, some loving ministry, will be rolling and breaking upon the shores of eternity. Every song that floats from your lips in the spirit of love, every word of comfort to the sorrowing, every loving warning and admonition to the wayward, every prayer that goes up out of the love of your heart for a friend in need, every word of cheer and solace to the despondent one, every bit of suffering born in the spirit of love, every mite of silver and gold given for the love of the Master and his suffering ones, every such deed of love, however insignificant it may seem to you, will meet you at the throne of reward and go with you in your shining train of influence and love all through the countless millenniums of eternity. And if there comes a time when your voice of love is silent, your hand of love is motionless, your human heart of love no longer throbs, and men say he or she is dead, then comes a voice from heaven saying, blessed are the dead that die in the Lord, for their works do follow them. Would you build not for time, but for a deathless eternity? Then build in love, a love that burns within you and through you, a love that touches heaven and descends to the hearts of men. Build upon the foundation of Christ through a living that is righteous in the eyes of the Lord. Amen.